Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Born near the Bear's Ears in extreme southeastern Utah, the man known to whites as Manuelito and to the Navajo or Diné as Man of Dark Plants Emerging and Holy Boy became one of the last Diné chiefs to resist white territorial incursions into his people's traditional lands. As early as the 1850s, the Navajos clashed with U.S. Army troops in the Four Corners region, but it wasn't until General James Carleton arrived in Navajo country in 1862 that the Navajos found themselves engulfed in full-scale warfare with the U.S. government. Carleton and other whites wanted the Diné land for its minerals and hatched a plan to remove the Navajos to Bosque Redondo in northwestern New Mexico. The job of removal went to legendary Indian fighter Kit Carson, whose scorched-earth policy in Navajo land eventually led more than 8,000 Diné to take the punishing long walk to the Bosque. A few leaders, like Manuelito, however, refused to be removed from their homeland and continued to resist Carleton's soldiers. Hoping to quash the resistance, the general threatened to kill the Navajo headman and have his family enslaved. Soon, men from Manuelito's band began filtering into army posts to surrender, though their chief continued the struggle. Only when Utes fighting for Carleton dispersed Manuelito's few remaining stalwarts, and the holdouts were close to starvation, did the Man of Dark Plants Emerging finally surrender at Fort Wingate. The year was 1866. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.